for it.
Okay.
Yeah. If as long as you tell me that you're, you know, texting a bitch, we're good.
Yeah, I am. I'm finishing. We're good. This up. I'm finishing this. you talk for a minute. You start us off. This is a El Clasico.
Mm-hmm. My vicious hatred.
Just like start bringing up shit.
No,
that,
let's.
Like,
I mean, I want to start things off light and easy and something that no one's going to get mad at. The United States government, and people's opinions of it have been bothering me for a while, because everyone's mad. Like, it's going to change anything. And that's not the issue I have with it. It's that if you truly believe that things will get worse, like, oh, I'm not going to be able to retire. Oh, I'm not going to have a house. I'm not going to have any money. Good. Good. And you know why? And it's not because you're a sack of shit, which you are. It's because when you're left with nothing, what else are you going to do other than make sure the M16 has full ammo? Like, what are you going to do when you have no money and you're in the streets? You're just going to take it like a bitch?
No, I'm going to watch Sopranos again.
You can't. You're homeless.
I'm going to watch it.
You're
going
to go rob a gun store and take it to the people
who
matter.
I don't need to, like, have a TV. It's all in here. It's all in my mind. I can just
You replay it.
Yeah, I replay it in my mind.
I would do that in bed because I was banned from watching Spider-Man 3.
Yeah. Also, I have my pants down around my ankles as a bit.
Yeah, it is one of the best bits you've come up with in a long time. Because
just
I was
sitting here with my pants down around my ankles.
I was shitting on you, pun intended, for not wearing pants. And you're like, fine, bitch. And you put them on around your ankles.
Yeah, and I'm just going to live my life this way. This is how I'm going to go on about my days on this earth.
Are you sure you don't want to move to L.A.? Because it seems pretty popular.
I'm going to move to Las Vegas. I'm going to work in like a pizzeria place and... I'm gonna walk in and like
stalk the people who've hurt you.
Yeah, via my pizza delivery service. Mm. But I the thing is, I just walk around with my pants around my ankles. That's like my that's my thing.
Yeah,
that's my.
You know what
quirky
could also
thing.
Be your quirky thing? You're bringing something new to the scene.
Yeah,
and that you're gonna stalk people with your pants down. I don't know if anyone's even. I don't know. I think our general audience is like, what, 14 years old? So they probably haven't even watched these movies. But Pirates of the Caribbean, the compass that Jack Sparrow has, it points him to what he wants. Your erect penis can function in a similar way, except it's something you want to kill.
Yeah.
So your erection will point you in the direction of something you need
to
hurt.
I'm going to pull a Dahmer move. I'm going to be like, yes, my penis is telling me I need to go fuck somebody's dog and...
Yeah.
Kill their dog and eat it.
What a spectacle. You think if you had like a guitar case open, people would tip it?
Yeah, I just sit there eating like a dog that I've like previously had sex with, like in the street with a guitar case open.
Yeah, eating it with no shame, like you're eating mac and cheese.
I have like CDs of the audio of like the dog being eviscerated.
Mm-hmm. And you're just in the middle of the Times Square of Vegas, which is just a pipeline of the worst people in the world.
No, I'm like in paradise. I'm not even in. You're
not even
a
class act.
I'm over a hop in paradise. I'm in the ghetto.
You're working hard to be an opener.
I'm just an everyday normal tweaker.
If anyone asks what you're doing, you're like, this is art. This is what the people that lead us are
this
doing.
Is what people want. They want someone who is fucking whacked out of their mind.
Evil things. You know, in a world...
Eating a dog that they've had sex with.
In a world where articles have come out about new pieces of art, like games or TV, they're like, well, this shit was really good. It made me bawl my eyes out and spiral into nothing because I got to play as a boy soldier in Call of Duty. In a world like that, what else are you going to entertain them with other than fucking a dog and eating it?
Yeah, you're right.
In the middle
of
Vegas.
You're right. I'm still.
You have silverware.
I've got like fine china.
Mm-hmm. A napkin fine around here. You're like, napkin.
Yes, sire. I do believe this meal will be absolutely scrumdiddlyumptious. We're all like in fucking rags, but we have nice silverware.
Yeah, cassette tapes in a boombox, and it's like.
Yeah, the chef's in the back. Fucking the dog, seasoning
well,
it.
Well, no. Well, you already seasoned it and recorded it. You play it
in the
background.
Oh, yeah, that is true. But he's cooking up another dog. We've got a group of people doing this now.
Okay.
In the middle of a street somewhere.
Can you think of a better place to do that than Vegas?
It's literally just the fucking the scene from Alice in Wonderland, the tea party.
That's what the local up-and-coming bands sound like to me, though. Like, this is perfect satire because it's like, it just sounds like a dog being molested and then eaten later.
Yeah.
You know? Taking me to shows, and I'm like, Jesus.
Jesus Christ, who's fucking blowing on my phone right now?
Put the earbuds in and listen to Nem Nem. I am truly classless. I have no class whatsoever.
I was fucking dying of laughter last night at fucking, like, gay, horny Fred Durst.
Yeah.
In the car. Yeah.
You were kind of losing your mind a bit.
Yeah. Let me fuck your chocolate starfish. Let me make you squirt some hot dog flavored water. Yeah, I'm going to get up inside there and break some stuff tonight. It's all about that they, them bullshit. I'm actually going to pull my pants up now.
Oh, is your ass hurt? You need the cushion of Dickies?
No, my ass is actually just cold from the seat.
What? Dude, it's like a hunt. Okay. I mean, hey, if your ass is cold.
It would be funny if it was like a visual gag, but this is audio format.
You know what would be funny is if you had like a fake ass strapped to your butt so that it was like fake and it was a Hollywood bit. And the ass had a seat warmer.
Yeah.
Should we get a little campfire in here?
We could just make one. You got a tin can and like some fucking tin foil, or not tin foil, fucking just tin can and fucking like paper.
I have a sticker sheet and the friction of my masturbation.
We could do that. Didn't you write a bunch of garbage on this?
Yeah. Well, this is backup. Don't fucking blow my load like you always do, you sexy pig.
Well, I'm trying to win a free trip to Las Vegas for a chance to win money at a
Was that the Terribles
table.
Thing?
This is, I don't know,
that was in the cigarette pack.
Yeah, they're putting fucking, like, you could win a trip to Vegas.
Yeah, that was meant for the pack. That was meant for the pack that you opened in Wisconsin, not Arizona, where we're like an hour and a half away.
I'm like, I can just walk there.
There's literal buses that go to Vegas.
Yeah, I can walk there.
You could take public transit to Vegas.
Holy shit.
Who's blowing your shit up?
I have no idea. This is fucking crazy.
You know what you could do that I've done is literally ignore everybody for 2 weeks. And I'm going to start getting calls soon if I'm still alive. I think that's the move. You know, yeah. I've got like, you know, unresolved beef with people, and I'm not equipped to handle it right now. Not that it's like emotional or anything. It's just a bother. It's like trimming your toenails. Like, ugh, fuck.
Oh, what? Just like texting people back?
Fuck. No. No.
You can't text me back.
Send a fucking letter. I'll send you one back.
Send me some fucking snail mail.
I'm gonna go on Snapchat and post a fucking story, but like, send me fucking letters. You know where
Here's
I live.
Here's my address.
I don't need this like ba-ding. Oh, I'm at work.
3578.
Yeah. I got half my friends sending me pictures of their cocks and random shit that they're up to. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Dude, no, I fucking it needs to die. Snapchat needs to die. I refuse to like it.
Yeah.
At all.
A pro tip to all you fucking freaks out there. You can you know the official Snapchat like text bobble? Like Snapchat will text you and be like, happy Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
Happy fucking whatever. They'll hit you up on holidays.
Yeah,
you can
Snapchat.
Rename that to anything. So once a month I get it's like ding, Snapchat loves Hitler, wants to tell you about Memorial Day.
I think I just changed mine from like Team Snapchat to Team Spam.
Oh, okay.
I should have just renamed it to the U.S. Postal Service. They just fill my inbox with garbage.
Yeah, I mean, you know how many HelloFresh fucking things I got from the previous
tenant? I get crazy shit for anywhere between like fucking like a big brand name like fucking Balenciaga to like fucking like here's your free taco at fucking Taco Tuesday Texaco or whatever. And it's like, I don't.
Well, that last one's way more appropriate for the position you're in. We're in.
Yeah.
Truly.
It's
the
like,
Balenciaga
yeah.
ad.
I'm just
in
like,
the mail? Who gets that in the mail?
No,
it's like,
in
oh,
Snapchat.
I will. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking
Yeah,
about
no, if I got a Balenciaga
mail.
Fucking like ad in the mail, that'd be crazy. I'd be like, they're not doing too good if they're putting shit through the postal service.
Dude, yeah, because you know what else they put in? Like, they put the shopper in there for like, oh, hey, eggs are only $40 this week.
Yeah.
What a steal. I mean, yeah, that's what's preventing me from buying is a Balenciaga purse, is that I kind of forgot they existed.
Yeah.
It's not that I have like $3,000
in the bank. I don't know, man. I don't know. The world sucks, dude.
No, it doesn't. It's great.
It sucks.
What are you talking about?
It sucks, dude.
There's nowhere to walk. There's nothing to do.
Dude, I don't know, dude. I'm trying to come out of the Sopranos, like, fucking...
The haze?
Like, haze. The fucking, like, 2 week, like, nonstop, like, binge-watching depression hole of the Sopranos that I've been in.
You think you need to rethink how you see the Sopranos. It's not, like, great television. It's just dirty, stinky Italians trying to brainwash you into thinking their lives are good.
It's good, dude. Good.
Yeah, but you're like talking about organized crime in the middle of the desert. It's not going to happen.
It's kind of awesome.
It's not going to happen. I mean,
I did get brainwashed on the organized crime part. I would love to have a little organized crime going on.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a bit. Just as a hobby.
I mean, when we refuse to pay our rent every month, that is kind of organized crime.
Yeah, technically, if it's more than one.
It's a non-payment delinquency of rent.
We're organizing. Yeah, we're organizing... not paying rent.
Because they won't come and fix our fucking dishwasher.
Fucking, yeah, dude. Nothing works in this
apartment.
You
know what would be
funny? Nothing fucking works in this apartment. No,
the dryer's broken. The fucking dishwasher doesn't work. And they've done nothing. They're like, hey... Because I texted and I was like, hey, what the fuck's up with the work order? They're like, actually, a part of the lease doesn't include the dryer. I'm like, okay, great. So I'll sell it. It's mine then. It's
at
my convenience.
I'm going to just sell all the fucking appliances, and then that's going to be my fucking, like, deposit, because I know you're going to take it from me anyway.
Yeah, we need to, like, bolster the deposit. We're going to leave, and they're like, you owe us $17,000.
What are you talking about?
Like, all the holes in the walls.
What are you talking about?
Half the doors don't work.
No, you own this property. I rented it.
Right.
It's not like I signed some legal document that binded me into, like, paying for all this shit.
Right. You know what's funny? It kind of reminds me of, like, you know, women being disappointed after a hookup.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you didn't perform. You're a gay loser. It's like, hey, bitch, you set the fucking bar. I passed it. Changed the bar. They're like, oh, we want you to pay more money because you broke all the appliances. It's like, well, you should have had a better screening process, bitch. You know, but paying for broken appliances is the same as not coming when you have sex, which is a surprisingly more common thing, a tragically more common thing than you might expect.
Right.
Is men jacking off far too much. And when they actually get a chick over and they can't come. They can't perform. Well, not even that. They eat their pussy and then they're like, and she's like, oh, hey, I want to suck your dick. And he's like, actually, no, I can't do that. She's like, okay, well, then let's fuck. And he's like, okay, cool. And he's like, all right, hey, this has been fun for 20 minutes. To finish, I need to pull up, like, Brazilians farting on me. Can we put pause on this? You've been great, sweetie, but I need to come to my computer.
Listen, I've got to tell you something. I am so in love with my computer.
Yeah.
It's sick. It's sadistic. It's twisted. I can't come to anything else other than that. You know, that fucking, the shape of a gateway monitor from the fucking, like, 90s. That fucking, that off-color fucking, like, white, you know, eggshell frame of the computer. I'm actually horny for computers, actually.
Yes.
It's not even women that gets
better,
me off.
That would be better, though, because it's like,
I actually want to just sit and rub my cock against the CRT, like, computer monitor and feel the static tingle in my tip until I bust.
Yes.
I'm in love with a robot, essentially.
Yes. Nothing gets my dick harder than HP. Hard porn.
Nothing gets me harder than...
Hard prick. That's what HP stands for.
Hardwired.
Hardwired, hard prick.
Hardwired, hard prick.
This is good.
I hate myself.
We're going to look back at this generation, and it's going to be the soft cock generation, and we need to change that. And, you know, I think I have a solution for it. Sorry, I need to swallow my saliva. I'm getting so horny. What we need to do is make it publicly acceptable to have a full tilt brick of a cock in public. Like, when you see a dude with an erection, it's not like, whoa, that guy's a creep. It's like...
So, what? Like, a free the nipple movement, but for men. So it's like free the bulge.
Free the bulge.
Free the bulge. Bring back running around in spandex like David Bowie in the fucking 80s.
I'm straight, but if I saw a 9-inch hog that's fucking erect under jeans, I'm like, dude, that rocks.
It's the man who sold my bulge.
Like, society expects dudes to just be like, you know, rectangles with nothing in the pants. It's like, dude, we got something in the pants. And sometimes the world turns me on. Like, when I go into Staples and I see pens are on a discount, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm about to Ziggy all over the Stardust.
Yeah, it's not the fucking receptionist. Those, you know, eyes are too close to it's whatever. It's mean to say that, but it's true.
The receptionist at Staples, her eyes
they're,
are too close
together. They got pink hair. They're fucking half retarded. They don't know what change is. I fucking went to McDonald's. I went to the Terribles today, and I'm like, hey, can you break this 20 into two tens? They're like, we don't even have money. We don't have cash. We don't have cash. I'm like, okay,
they
great.
Wouldn't let you
so
get
I go to I go to the McDonald's that's in there, and I'm like, okay, hey, can I get a fucking $17 Frappuccino to break this 20? And she's like, okay, great. She had to call her manager over. She's like, oh, I don't have any money for this. And she was like, okay, so you have two fives and you have ones. He needs $13. So she literally grabbed the manager grabbed $3 and put it in the satchel, like put it in the chick's hand.
Oh my God.
And then she like stared at it like she's never seen cash before.
She couldn't count?
No.
Oh my God.
And then she was like, okay, sweetie, can you hand the money to him? It's his money. That's his change. And she's like, oh, okay. And then I was like, thank you. And I'm presumably, hopefully, if there's justice in this world, she was tortured in the back of the Friars for hours for that mistake.
They just grabbed her hand and fucking took it like when fucking Artie Bucco fucking had that fight with, I don't remember what the fuck his name was in The Sopranos, and he grabs his fucking hand and throws it in the fucking pot of sauce.
Ooh, the pot. And just that is burns. The most Italian
yeah,
execution.
Yeah, no, literally takes his fucking hand and dunks it in a pot of, like, tomato sauce and, like, burns it all the way up to the elbow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They should bring that guy into Mortal Kombat. That's a finisher. Just throwing him in a pot of sauce. Cook him in a fucking ziti.
Fatality. Fatalio.
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 Yeah, so hopefully that McDonald's employee was whipped for not being able to
count. As they should.
Account.
I'm pretty sure they do legally allow that. They do legally allow you to fucking, like, whip the shit out of your employees at McDonald's.
Good. It's what you deserve for spending too much time on TikTok.
Corporal punishment.
Yeah. Get off fucking TikTok and learn to count.
Get off TikTok.
Man, I'm kind of torn because I was homeschooled, and I've always been like, man, I wonder if I'd be more, you know, apt socially if I was out of it and I was out in the, you know, public school system. But now I don't think so anymore. I feel like I may have dodged a bullet because everyone that comes out of the high school here can't look you in the eye. They don't know what eye contact is. They don't know what numbers mean.
What the hell are you talking about? I'm completely normal.
They're completely like...
What the hell are you talking about? I'm a normal person. It's not like I'm addicted to looking at other things other than your eyes because I have a problem or like autism or something.
It's weird because the people with like mental ailments that go through the high school end up doing better than the people that are proclaimed to be normal.
Yes.
Like people with mental disabilities go through high school and then they get a job at Chipotle fucking up the dishes, but they're still making money. But then the people that come out with functional brains intentionally destroy it with the content they consume and just completely shatter their future prospects in life.
And it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, no, it's kind of awesome because it lowers the bar.
It really does lower the bar.
I mean, honestly, if you are 20 years old and you can count to your age, you're like a genius.
Yeah, if you're basically Archimedes. If you can remember how old you are fucking like, you're Da Vinci and you've fucking got the code.
Yeah. If someone asks you, hey, what's your name? And you have to think for 5 seconds, you're fucked. If you can reply immediately and predict that someone might not might want to know your name and just answer immediately, you're in the clear.
Yes. Yes. Jason.
What's funny is someone people
that
have asked me.
Smart people.
Well, nowadays, yes. It used to be like, oh, how far did you go into education? No, no one's going to college. How many people do you know that are going to college?
Not many.
Shut up. It's none.
Not shut much. Up. It's
not
zero.
Many.
You fucking
you know
retard.
Two, and they got like fucking literature degrees. They're nothing.
Yeah, they are like nothing.
They're people. Dumber than I am, and I'm fucking retarded.
They're dumber than me, dude, and that's saying a lot. I'm retarded.
I'm retarded. I drove to Kingman to get a fucking graphics card, and my bumper's fallen off, and I had to fucking pull over on the side of the road twice because I'm like, is it still on? And then I like open the trunk and I was like, oh, I'll just remove it. I'm like, oh, I'm a woman actually and don't carry tools in my car anymore, so I can't remove it.
Is my car actually like working?
I should have gone full woman moment and called AAA and had them remove my bumper.
Have them tow you? because your bumper's falling out?
Yes, because it kept, dude, literally my car was receiving back shots all the way back because the bumper was like flapping in the wind.
Damn, just, your car could get it. Your car out, could dude. Get it. It does dude, have a dump truck.
I would fuck my car. End the show right now. That's all we need.
Yeah. You're an autosexual.
Just say I'd fuck my car and end it.
We're bringing back gay Transformers. Javen, I need you to fuck my exhaust pipe to save the Autobots from being raped by the Decepticox.
Transformers, there's cum inside my eye.
This is just going to be the whole show, just us fucking doing Transformers bits. Sam, Dick, Licky, I need you to tongue my asshole.
Ironhide, I need you to fuck me like you pay me.
I need you to make my Ironhide raw.
All right, Optimus, but fuck. You're cooked.
I'm Bumblebee. Bumblebee.
Funny, he's like, Sam's like, where's Optimus? Where is he being tortured? And then you just hear two car alarms going at it in a parking garage. And yeah. It's fucking. Optimus Prime's head gets blown out the side of the fucking concrete, and he's just like, oh! Ironhide's gun is fucking 14 feet directly into his ass. Whatever they have an ass. I mean, you know what the ass is?
Up his
is
exhaust.
Seats,
up his exhaust.
Is the seats of the car. Like, facing like this, so that you can, like, stick something in there. It's the softest part of the car.
Their
it's
ass cheeks fucked. Are just the seats?
Yeah.
So every time you're inside of a Transformer that's, like, fucking, you know, like, in car mode, you're ass to ass with it?
Yes. You are sitting on something that has been fucked before.
God.
Which is the case for most cars. I mean, how many people have... Do people even fuck in beds anymore? I think it's just couches and car seats.
No, they just do it in the middle of, like, public parks.
That's nice. I never had public sex.
They just do it in the middle of... They Maybe do it should, in porta-potties.
Where would you want to have public sex? Not with me. With a lovely lady. With, you know, where are the top spots?
Like, top spots. Number one, McDonald's bathroom.
Cool.
Number two, Bucky's bathroom.
Okay.
Number three, Circle K bathroom. Number four, the Circle K bathroom on the opposite side of town.
You know where, okay, you know what my answer is? My only answer is the driving test range at the MVD. Like, just in the center of it. And then when someone comes out to teach some 14-year-old how to drive a car, they're like, I'm just butt-fucking this bitch. Like, what? I'm trying to learn how to parallel park with my penis.
What? What's wrong with me trying to park my penis?
If you hit the lips or, you know, anything around it, it could hurt, and I need to be precise. It's like an arrow. It needs to just slip right in, which is why they should have precision tests.
I'm kind of pissed off right now. I'm trying to find, like, a certain photo on my phone, and I just can't.
For what? Like... If it's not Autobots getting... butt blasted.
It literally was like Bumblebee like doing Goatsy. It was Bumblebee doing Goatsy, and
you have a search feature, right? Just search that.
Well, I'm sending it through like SMS, and I can't really like do that with SMS.
Find it on your phone, on the Photos app. Screenshot it.
You are right. You are right.
And just screenshot it, and it'll be the recent one.
You are right.
And that way, tech IT.
And that way, I'm not sitting here wasting time.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite thing to do, is to waste time.
This is the most socialist podcast because we do exactly... Like, I'm bad. I'm, like, shitty at speaking to people in public, and I'm the one who speaks most of the time. And then you're horrible with technology and are a monkey, and you handle all the levels.
Yeah, no, I fuck everything up. I do this shit on purpose.
So I'm consistently unhinged because I've never been socialized. Like, I've been raised by, you know, wolves. And you're out there hitting the fucking the Roadcaster with a wrench, trying to get it to sound good.
Yeah, I just be like, yeah, and I make it work.
Mm-hmm. No, you know,
I'm literally mentally retarded, dude.
No, it's fine. Funny. It's okay. You know, you went to the public school system. There's not much that you
could
have done.
I was molested by the public school
system. I hope and pray that you were molested, because if you weren't,
make a lot more sense.
Like, wait, you behave like this and you weren't fucked when you were younger? You're like, yeah. Yeah. I'm just exist. I'm here, man.
Yeah, actually, I'm just here hanging out.
Complete recluse, and you've never been fucked before.
No.
By someone older than you.
Far older than you.
Far older.
Far fucking older.
You, sir.
Oh, you know what? Actually, fuck it. Let's get misogynistic for a bit.
Yeah.
There's something I've seen.
What do you hate? Women?
That's no. Evil. Just their brains and their thoughts and
the way that they
what they
act
say and what they care about. I mean,
how they
whatever.
Speak.
Yeah. Just anything that's not who they are as a physical piece of reality.
Yeah.
There's this thing where people, like, chicks are bragging online that they can tell with a glance. They, like, look at a dude, they're like, oh, he watches porn. And they're all like, yeah, I know, I have the same sixth sense. I can guess when men are watching porn. It's like, hold on. 80% of us jack off to porn. You have an 80% chance of being right.
Yeah,
and you're going to suck yourself off like you fucking
like
have
you're,
telepathy.
You're fucking, you're, what the fuck's his name? Not Magneto, fucking Professor X.
Professor X. They're like, Professor X. I'm Professor X, except I have hair and can't stand.
I'm actually Professor X, and I can
Professor
read.
Sex.
I'm Professor Sex, and I can read your mind. I can read that
you jack off to pornography.
Jack off to pornography all the time.
Even though there's like a high chance that they already do. It's all like me time. Looking at a woman and being proud that I'm able to guess that you're impossible to talk to.
Oh, shit, the cat.
Come here, Kiki.
Chi-chi break.
I know, we gotta stop with the sexism and get a cat on. Oh, this is the best guest we've ever had.
Ask her to say the N-word.
It's getting
right
fucking
now.
Hair in my drink.
Ask her to say the N-word right now. Say the N-word right now, cat. Do it. You won't.
Come on.
Do it.
Whoa!
Can't believe that cat's fucking racist, dude.
You gotta, like, slap it around. Whoa, shit, Kiki.
That mic's not even on.
Oh, man, come on!
Here.
You want a mic?
Is it on now?
Yes.
Yeah.
How'd you turn it on?
There's a switch.
There's a fucking lever.
I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit, man. I'm horny as fuck.
This is what you should do when I leave the room.
Why are you humping the table? Why are you...
Had to be done.
Do you have anything to add, or are you just going to come in and interrupt with your slop?
Did you know Andrew Tate made a crypto coin? And it's called...
He didn't have one
it's
already?
It's called Daddy. And so he wants, like, a bunch of 12-year-old, like, his fan base to call him Daddy. He's like, Daddy coin. He's like, I want Daddy coin.
What is his nationality? Can we be racist towards him?
Yeah.
Can we?
He's black.
Anything other than black? Is there something? Isn't he Romanian?
No, he's...
Those pedophiles?
He's just black. He grew up in England.
Andrew
no,
Tate's
he's not
black.
Black. He's like fucking...
No, he's not.
What are you talking about?
He's like Spanish or Italian
what?
Or something.
His,
I don't
dad,
know.
His
not.
Dad his dad is literally a black African.
What?
And his mom is a white England woman. That's why
he's half black?
Yes. He's literally half black. That's why, like, multiple times, like, he's, like, said the N-word. And nobody, like, talks shit.
Well, no one talks shit because he's banned on every platform.
No, because he's...
Oh, like, I guess you are right. Yeah, he is
fuck.
Black.
Yeah,
I always thought he was just, like, Italian or
dude,
something.
Dude, I literally thought he was a Spaniard.
He's caramel, man.
Fuck. All right, we can't be mean to him, I guess.
Damn.
I
Andrew Tate, yeah. Black,
but we can't
confirmed.
Be mean to him because he has a crypto coin.
Hmm.
It's called Daddy.
Daddy coin?
And he wants his, like, 12-year-old fan base to call him Daddy?
I mean, that's the image of Andrew Tate that I have in my mind, like, that pale, like-looking
yeah,
version of him. But, yeah, no, you look at him here, he's like...
Okay, yeah.
He's going to say he's
yeah.
going to say the word.
He's going to say it hard.
He's
going to
say
he's
hard
gonna say it for
R.
real.
Like, yeah,
it is funny that
too.
Most social media... he's pretty black. It is funny that most social media just consistently finds unhinged black people to ban. They're like, Andrew Tate, you're
They're
gone.
Like, you're being a white supremacist. Turns out it was a black guy.
Yeah,
turns
come on.
All right, and then you get the immediate ban. Yeah. It's easy to be racist against black people when they love white people.
Oh, my God.
Like Kanye. Yeah. No one likes Kanye anymore. Who is this?
This is the J-Man.
Kill him. No, I don't know. I mean, whatever.
secret Wigger moments. I'm rolling blunts in Chicago. That's fucking awesome. Just getting
so how
sent
much? How
video.
Much of this coin do you have? A lot. No. Are you rich now?
No. Fuck Andrew Tate, bro. I've been saying fuck.
You should get in on the bottom floor of this. You should buy some. Honestly,
absolutely not.
Yeah, you might actually
dude,
get.
Yeah, no,
more
I have a conspiracy that he's like literally going bankrupt. So he's trying to like scam one more time because he scammed first with Hustlers University.
Oh yeah,
and then he's like, "Fuck, I need to pay off this Bugatti."
Right.
Let me hit up the crypto coin.
The rental, like you know, deposit. I mean,
yeah. I don't know anything about Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Well, this is why we have a specialist on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know anything other than like fucking. He's like autistic and plays chess on his computer. That's it.
Yeah.
Like he sits and smokes cigars.
He's pretty autistic, right?
What's up?
He's pretty autistic, right?
Andrew Tate? Oh, yeah.
He's full autism mode. He's stupid.
He's a black weeb. You think he wants his anime?
Actually, like during his like little lockdown for his jail time, he just like played Smash.
What a fucking.
Honestly, I kinda...
Yeah, with the women he was raping.
No, with just the bros.
Oh, just, yeah.
He was just playing Smash with his brother.
He was getting the vibe of being like a bisexual porn star. Did anyone else get that?
I can see that.
I kind of like when he first, because I would see him on YouTube Shorts, I'm like, this guy's gay, kind of. He's half gay, at least.
Yeah.
The British side of him's gay.
Yeah.
And the black side of him's misogynist.
His
it's kind of perfect.
His brother's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tristan Tate?
His name's Triss?
Tristan.
Tristan. His name's Triscuit Tate. He's named after a fucking fibrous little cookie.
Triss.
Little cookie.
Triss, you stupid fucking whore.
Triss, let me see your ass.
No.
Let me suck off your ass.
Who's Why that? Is your cat is pissing all over my records?
Awesome.
Your cat's over there pissing all
trash.
Over my vinyl records.
Dust,
yeah, you never bust them out, dude. Yeah. She touches things that are never used.
Well, I don't have women to impress to come over anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Which, thank God. I'd be,
that's why I have them. That's why every man has them. There's also gunshots going on outside.
The city's under siege currently. That's why. Oh, yeah.
We're in the hood.
Yeah.
We're in the fo.
You should get on some kind of crypto. I mean, it is a pyramid scheme, but the people that buy early usually are at the top.
Yeah.
You know?
But you want no real shit? You can cut this out if you want. Fuck Taylor.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
That bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
Fuck that hoe.
She's in the last episode, and I think what I'm gonna
was?
Do. Yeah, she was like fucking like in the background. And she started yapaholicsing like a lot.
Yeah.
I think I'm just gonna like every time like she speaks, I'm gonna edit something in over her just because it's funny.
You could just edit like get AI of a woman saying the N-word.
I could just compile
and then send
her
it to our boss.
I could compile the audio and make her just say the N-word.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
That'd be good.
That would be
Well, the problem is then people would be listening to the N-word on our podcast.
Yeah. Which I think you guys already said the N-word on the podcast.
No, we have not. We have not.
Ready?
We have not. I mean, we have, but
we
bleeped it. No, don't say it. Come on, don't give this poor overworked soul something more to do.
No, dude,
edit.
It's fine. I've got a lot on my plate. Literally nothing, but I'll
no,
do
No, you
it.
Do have a lot of... It's a lot of dominoes.
Yeah, I fucked up, and I was a big fucking Piggly Wiggly the other night, and I got dominoes. I was in a funk, and I was like, dude, I don't want to cook. I don't want to do anything. I'm getting dominoes. I'm destroying my gut biome.
Yeah.
I'm going to shit blood for a week.
Have you shit blood?
No.
So far? Really?
Yeah.
You've got the vaccine?
Yeah, I got the vaccine.
You got the vaccine for dominoes? Yeah. Dude.
Are you done pooping blood?
My hemorrhoid is gone currently. Okay. My hemorrhoid is gone.
What do they call it?
Keegan's move worked. You Vaseline it up and just instead of wiping fully with paper, you just dab it or whatever. It's nice. It works.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Didn't you get it?
No,
like,
you
right
like
after?
Wipe. You wipe like softer and like.
Yeah. Because I go in, I scrub like I'm fucking trying to clean cum off, like dry cum off a desk.
Right. Also having like the fucking the bidet helps.
Not your bidet. Your bidet gives me hemorrhoids, actually. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because it's a fire hose.
No, I mean, like, literally, like, I was like, oh, maybe I'll use it this one time. A day later, I get 14 hemorrhoids.
I fucking hooked up a fire hose attachment to the bidet on purpose.
I love how I bought a bidet, and it's been hijacked by the likes of you.
Well, you put it in your bathroom, then you moved out of that side of the house, and now I'm living on the other side of the house.
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
The other side, the dark side.
Yeah, I moved up out of the garage into your old room. And now I have your old bathroom.
Have you found any of the jack-off spots yet?
No, and I'm not going to.
Have you cleaned the walls?
You should have cleaned
the walls. You should inspect the walls. I
repainted the walls.
You meant, because, I mean, you know, you got to be subtle when you live with a woman. She, like, a wall away, you just got to jack-off.
I don't want to know. At this point, I've been there for, like, almost a year. I don't want to know. I don't even want to think about it.
You don't want to
know. That Chiricahua house that we used to live in, I mean, just the wall was just
covered in cum.
Because I would just like wake up as a teenager, I'm like, I need to bust.
What?
Like,
right really? You like, just jack off in bed? You sick pig. You sick pig. I never jacked off in the fucking.
It had to be done.
In the room, never.
It had to be done. I'm sorry.
I don't really like masturbating in my fucking desk chair like a pig. I don't really like that shit.
Really?
Not really, no.
That's kind of like the move.
And then you get like fucking bust all over your chair, and you're like, "This is disgusting."
Just use a shirt. Just use your literally.
When I lived on the other side of town in the fucking Oro Grande house, I had a room in there. That thing was just full of cum rags. It was disgusting. And like Keegan came over for like a day. He's like, "Dude, I don't want to hang out at your place anymore because there's just shirts everywhere."
Yeah.
So and I slept like on the floor. And I would just be like, I would just like fucking jack off and grab one of the dead shirts and use it and throw it across the room. So literally all my shirts were crusty one week. And I'm like, dude, I gotta
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was short lived.
I mean, yeah, like, okay, let's talk about
Because
like,
then weird, I got a girlfriend.
Let's talk about weird, like, jerking off things that we've done as boys. Mm. Boys becoming men.
There was this one time.
The cum sock is too classic. It's too no fucking like. No one gives a fuck about the cum sock.
I do that every day.
Yeah.
That's why I have no socks, is I just constantly busting them. No, one time when you came, I think you were coming home from Vegas and you literally pulled up behind my car. I was like masturbating in the car.
God damn it.
Literally, I like just busted. God, I just busted too. So I was like, oh shit. But I had Taco Bell there that I already ate. In the passenger seat. So I literally like put my fucking pants on with the underwear still around my ankles. And I just pretended, I like played it off like I was eating Taco Bell. And literally no questions were asked. It was amazing.
Fuck yeah. Oh,
it was a stealth op.
That God, was awesome. Dude.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time when you walked in the room, like right after I got done jerking off, and I tried fucking a candle? Because
I tried fucking a candle.
I was so down bad. I, like,
oh, yeah, I do remember this story.
And then I was like, I was trying to fuck it. I was like, fuck it. It's not working. Because first it was like a small hole. But then it like grew in size. And I was like, fuck, it's nothing.
Wow.
So I was like sticking it in there.
Wow.
And so I just put it back. And I was like, oh, we're good. And then Javen walks in the room. And he like opens the candle. He's like, dude, it like smells in here. Let's open a candle. You find a box of lint. There's a fucking hole right in
that
the
That is fucked up,
and
dude.
And then he was like. What the fuck happened to the candle?
And you're like, oh, I was finger fucking
and
it.
And I was like, I don't know.
I wish I was more of an investigator back then.
It feels fucking awesome.
I mean, like, that's such a stereotype. Like, what do you think happened when there's a cylindrical hole missing in the peanut butter
You
jar?
Didn't ask questions.
Someone fucked it. Yeah. Like, that didn't
Someone
occur to
fucked
me.
It.
Well, you know why
it
didn't occur to me? Because what fucking idiot tries to fuck a candle?
Listen, man, I was down bad.
What, did you just get the candle wick in your urethra?
My Pringle fleshlight broke. It broke.
You made a Pringles fleshlight?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I made one, too.
I was down. Dude, rules. When you're, like, young, you gotta, like, get it done.
Don't worry. I would fucking just fuck those things all the time. I always... It was single use. It was single use. I would just throw the whole thing away when
what?
I was done. Yeah.
You just... You don't wash it out?
No. I'm not gonna keep a Pringles can full of cum around.
I hope you can relate to this. Did it burn after?
No.
No?
You used,
guys are talking about making fifis?
Yes. I know why it burned. Because you used, like, mom's lotion, didn't you?
I think so.
Yeah. That was, like, scented cucumber acid shit.
Fuck.
And literally, it would make your burnt dick sting.
Dude, my dick, when I would be done, would be, like, bright red.
Holy shit.
I was like, dude, why does it burn so much?
You're such a dumbass. I wish. There needs to be a class on masturbation and how to do it safely.
I know.
Scented lotions are not good.
We don't need that. Yeah. It's funnier hearing everybody's fucked up stories on how they like burn their dick off or like
I'm got saying there's a market on their for dick. It. I don't think it's good. I mean, there's a market for organ harvesting. I don't think
there
it
is a.
Happen.
You know what? You are right. There is a market for it.
Because there's should, so many fucking retards.
You know, that's it.
Go I to tried our, to fuck a lint couch.
Go to our website. My dick go to our so website. Red. www.safemasturbation.com to learn how to you, there's four free classes oh, there's four shit. Free classes you can get
we should offer it go to completelycompromised.com yeah,
go to completelycompromised.card
we'll show and you how to
we'll,
masturbate
we'll show you how to masturbate there's four free classes online
see if you put the porn on the wall and you don't have to hold it you can do some ball action
after the
know?
First yeah. four free classes the next eight are behind a paywall of $10.99.
Masturbation.
But use promo code CUM to get 25% off.
Or how about $50 Masturbation University?
Masturbation
yeah.
University.
Yeah, we send you a fucking like an actual official like fleshlight.
Please.
Yeah. Right. And we
buy the fleshlight company.
We teach you how to use it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You get a
that's
degree.
What Tate's University should have been. It's
should
not
I,
how to like fuck
should
women.
I call,
it's how to
should I call the Fleshlight company and be like, I'm looking for a sponsorship?
Yeah, why not?
I have we a degree in
pretty
masturbation.
Good. Are you gonna call them now? You're just looking at it as an out of the conversation because you don't want to tell us your masturbation stories.
No.
Yeah. Because you tried to have sex with. You cut a hole in your dresser and tried to fuck the underwear that was inside.
No. I. Oh, no, not images. I want to go to the site. Do they have a phone
Sorry.
Number?
Whoa, phone what's going number? On around here?
I'm going, I'm trying to, like.
You're a fucking pumpkin.
Nah, that's your favorite website, man. What's going on?
I'm calling the Fleshlight website.
That's your favorite
they're
website,
They're
going
to send
bro.
You to AI, dude.
No, they can't. No. I need a phone number.
I don't have one. All it's right. called 911. Get help. What the fuck?
Dude, you're fucking drunk. Up the equipment.
Shh, drunk not, ass piece of shit. Tate University should have just been teaching losers how to masturbate.
Technologica. the new Genshin Impact update.
What even is that game?
I don't know.
Holy shit, they have an international
I make
phone
jokes
number.
About it. You, that's cool. You haven't seen like the Breaking Bad memes about Genshin Impact?
No.
Like Walter Jr. is like, maybe you should drop the Genshin Impact. Come on. It's fucking great.
Dad, maybe you should Dad. Drop the Genshin Impact. Listen to me, boy. I'm making so much fucking money on Genshin Impact.
I hate fucking your mom.
I'm gooning so much on Genshin Impact. Do you know what I do for this family? Do you know what I do for this family? I goon so much to Genshin Impact. I am the gooner.
I am the gooner who comes.
Yeah.
I am the goon it's that comes. Cringe. Yeah.
It's pretty cringe overload.
I'm going to
gob. Because I am the one who fucks my son.
I tell you what, I'm about to gob a goon all over this place. Where's the freaking, where's the ZD?
ZD?
All right, I'm calling this phone number.
Chill. Black people.
Dude, no.
All my notes suck. They don't. I don't really have much.
That's okay. Notes. That's okay, dude. We're gonna you call. Know. We're gonna call.
I got my notes right here.
Yeah, you got your notes right there.
Enter for a chance to win a trip to Vegas.
Unfortunately, we already talked about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know we're out of it. We're fucking out of it.
Shit,
dude. Could you get me a fucking beer? Dude, I'll get more lotion.
I'll get more lotion.
I'll
for
buy
your
more
scented
lotion. Would you like the burn?
Yeah.
Burn is nice.
I'll get more lotion for your fifi.
It's like spicy Thai food. That's what scented lotion is for your penis. Oh, if you're going to fuck a couch.
If you're going to do it
You
right.
make a fifi and put it in the couch cushions. You don't try to fuck the couch alone.
Oh, my name is Charles. Oh, fuck.
Fuck it. I'll just use my phone. Oh,
so what was the cum thing that Charles talked about?
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Fucking where we work.
No support agents are currently available.
Elliot was
take
just
your
talking
call.
About God something else. And he was like, the only,
wait, hold on.
The only,
no, okay.
The only three-lettered word I want to know about is cum. And I like looked at him. I was like, what? It's like what? 5 in the morning. I was like, what is happening? And then he's like, oh, sorry, John. I didn't see you there.
Oh, sorry.
And I was like 2 fucking feet away. I was like,
yeah.
Bro.
No, he wants you to know that the only thing he has on his mind is cum.
Yeah, like, what's going on? I think it might be confirmed that he's gay, but
I think so. I don't think straight people think about cum too often. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't like cum. Cum's
disgusting. Yeah, because someone was like, the only three-letter word I want to talk about is puss.
Yeah.
P-U-S. And he's like, the only three-letter word I want is cum.
Yeah, there's funny no is way.
He can't even disguise that as C-O-M-E because that's a four-letter word. The only three-letter word I can say is cum.
He can't like, backtrack.
Holy shit. You know what? That is what helped me ruin every Christian song because you have all these songs that are like fucking, Jesus, come in me.
Yeah,
and then you're
bad.
Like, I jack off to pornography every day.
I could only imagine if your dick was inside of me, I'd come. All over you.
God. The Christian songs are horrible.
They're so bad.
I fucking hate them. I hate like 90% of them.
Right.
They're horrible.
There's not a lot. There's not a lot you can do artistically when you're like singing about being a straight.
It doesn't help they use the same like
three chords.
Yeah, the same exact.
Well, because they make them for churches, and churches never have talented guitarists.
Nope.
Ever.
Yeah.
There's like one.
No, I hate church bands. I'm going to tune back in for a second. Church bands are pretty fucking lame. They're all run-of-the-mill shit. Like, I'll never forget, like, when I was with, like, my high school girlfriend, there was this fucking, I'm going to say it.
This was 2 months ago?
Yeah. No, there was this fucking it that fucking, he like, straight up, like, thought he was the best guitar player ever.
Oh, hell yeah.
But he literally was just, like, the most mediocre fucking like four chords.
C to A to G to C.
Yeah. Sometimes F.
Sometimes.
Like, yeah, fucking like basic four fucking chord, like run of the mill, like guitar player. And I'm one to speak because I can't fucking play a guitar, but it was just like,
well, we all listen to guitars.
Yeah. But it was just like, he thought he was top shit, and he was like fucking 30 something years old. And we were
oh my god!
Yeah,
30.
Yeah, we were
oh
like,
no.
We were like, you suck, dude. We were like working the audio dude. Like fucking like booth for like the children's ministry at the time. Or
oh
something.
Shit! I know what church you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me and my girlfriend and fucking yeah, dude. That guy sucked.
Was it
so
the guy
hard.
With the fucking hair that was vertical? It was like a slab.
I think so.
Wait,
Calvary?
Yes.
You did
guy,
Calvary? Yeah, I was there like for
I feel
a
like I
bit.
Saw you a couple times. When?
This is like back
that
was
at the graduation.
Yeah.
You probably never saw him.
No?
Because he was hiding in like the little booth area.
Yeah, dude,
yeah.
Calvary. I hate Calvary.
Well, it's no, like, that vertical guy is hilarious. Yeah. I mean, I think he's literally opened for like real bands before for some reason.
Yeah.
He like
I
opened
don't,
for Nine Inch Nails.
I think it was. I'm trying to remember. I think it was like a fatter dude, like a fatter, like a more Hispanic dude or something. But like he thought he was top dog shit because like he knew four chords and played in a church band.
Yeah, the other guy's like a legitimate guitarist. He can actually play.
Yeah,
but I like made him food at the restaurant I was working at the time, and he's like a total chode block.
Oh.
Yeah, he was just kind of like mean.
Oh,
I was like, hey, you're really Christian, dude. You're really fucking on it. And because he gels his hair. His hair is like down to here.
Yeah.
But he gels it straight vertical, so it's like...
It's like a wave.
His head
it looks like
is
a wave.
Like that tall. No, it's not a wave. It's vertical.
I know what you're talking about. It's like, it's a spike.
It's literally the Great Wall of China on his head. It's the border wall,
dude,
that
guy,
is being
that
installed.
That guy's so goofy, dude.
Yeah.
He's so goofy.
Yeah, and he kind of looks like... You know who he kind of looks like? Is we're just going to dox this guy right now. He looks like fucking Ant-Man. Whoever played that freak.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He kind of looked like him.
Well, we haven't said his name, so we're not doxing him.
His name's Ant-Man.
Who the fuck?
His legal name is Ant-Man.
His Ant-Man.
Ant-Man shrink my balls.
Hey, you look like a bitch. Hey, I also did the internet for the, I'm just, you know what, fuck the church. I don't even care about it anymore. I did the internet for the mother of the lead pastor there, the fluffy hair guy. She's the biggest cunt in the entire fucking world. She had half the church helping her move her like grand piano and $40,000 worth of assets into this new McMansion. And she's like, it goes there. No, don't fucking ruin it.
Just being a fucking bitchy bulldog fucking like, you need to listen to me type bitch.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, don't you just... You know, she's the type of bitch to be like, I hate people that sag their pants and listen to music with horns in it. Meanwhile, she doesn't know what salt is. Her food tastes like shit.
What was this? I hate women who listen. I hate people that listen to music with horns in it. Like air horns or like trumpets?
Was this Covenant or Calvary?
This was Calvary.
Oh.
But I also did the internet for Covenant, and it was amazing because I was with my trainer at the time, and we were waiting for the stupid bitch, like, pastress to come in.
Oh, was she blonde?
Yeah, the blonde bitch. It was so funny because I was like, yeah, these are the type of people that are, like, complete sociopaths. They have a white fucking, like, giant SUV, and they want you to die. These people hate you. And he's like, no way. I mean, whatever. And literally, I shit you not, she pulls up in a white giant Cadillac. Because she's Christian.
Yeah.
Because she loves giving to the poor. She has a Cadillac to help deliver pizzas to the homeless.
Did you know they're the first church to add double tidings?
They did.
Yeah. I remember when we went into church, all five of us, and they did one in the beginning and then one at the end. They snuck it right at the end. They were like, all right, we're going to do double tidings. Doing a message. The pastor was doing a message. And then in between that, they had the tidings come out, and we're like, what the fuck is this? Best this bucket shit.
Truly, the Gordon Gekko of being a pastor.
Yeah. Like, even mom and dad were like, what the fuck? Like, double tidings? No, there's only 10%, not 20%.
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, you're expected to give 5% each
time.
It's
crazy.
10% is like, that's what the federal government expects from you, and they kill so many innocent people. You get a lot of bang for your buck with that 10%. Mm. This 10% funds the Escalades that they drive through Taco Bell with.
Yep.
Christianity,
why are there
religion.
These little baby stickers everywhere. Sorry, not to interrupt you or anything.
No, feel free. Feel free to interrupt.
Sorry to interrupt you talking about the FBI using Escalades to run over babies.
No, dude, fuck church.
No, it's even worse. It's fucking white suburban women.
White suburban women. I'm sorry
about ethical dilemma. No, I'm playing with it. Oh, you can take the stickers, but bust a nipple out.
Okay, fuck you.
You fucking queer,
dude. You're
fucking shaking
who's been
me.
Pinching
you're fucking
it?
Shaking me down. You're shaking me down over here, trying to look at my fucking tits.
Did you see
tits.
That, man? It was purple. The chaos of the show. You have to go to a special place. No, I mean, like, religion, whatever. Christianity, whatever. Take it or leave it. Who cares?
Yeah.
I hate churches and pastors so much.
Dude, they're cults, bro.
That's not, I mean.
Your brother's running away because he's in a cult.
Because he's in a cult. No, I mean, 90% of the Christians that I know also hate churches because they can see what it is.
It's
which
bullshit.
Which is losers from California that couldn't sell them on a 3D printed idea and were like, oh, I guess I'll move to Arizona.
I can't.
And fleece old people. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. We got Johnny on the pod.
Dude, we got Johnny on the pod. Do you want a seat?
Damn.
Let's see. I got the mega ear.
The mega headset.
Those on? Those work?
Whoa. Oh, they work good. I know, don't they? It's amazing.
Jeez.
What's our time at?
We're at like 50 minutes.
All right. We got 10 minutes left with you.
10 minutes.
Yeah, cool. So, Johnny, you got any stories about hookers and blow? That's what everybody wants to listen to on a podcast is about hookers and blow.
Mm. No. I got nothing.
No, that's lame, dude.
Didn't you like go to like a fucking a coworker's like party or whatever, and they were just doing coke and like having an orgy or something?
Oh yeah, it was great.
Hell yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Hell yeah. Sorry, I'm putting stickers all over your nicotine pouches.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry. You asked to you took it from me because it was annoying, and you decided to be even more annoying.
Yes, that was why I wanted it. It was a you have what I want type situation as like toddler level, and I wanted to do that.
And now I know exactly how Palestine feels.
Yes, I'm raping Yahoo.
Except that's considered
I'm raping
graffiti.
Yahoo over here.
Man,
I love
gonna,
fucking.
I mean, if you're gonna
milk.
Sticker it, man, sticker the branding. Fuck.
I just want to put them all together. I just wanted all the homie the little fucking like travel homies, the little like travel stickers, like pinpoint stickers for a map. You just fucking put them all over. The homies are all hanging out together. Look at that.
It's
awesome.
Yes.
But anyways, raping Yahoo. I'd love to fuck some chocolate fucking milk. You know what I'm saying?
Can we still buy? Can we still buy Yahoo?
Yeah, you can still buy Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoos. Can we get Yoo-hoos?
Yoo-hoos? Like the water milk drink?
Yeah.
It's a water milk drink. It is kind of watered down.
It's literally water. There's like, no dairy.
Yeah,
It doesn't have to be refrigerated.
No. Fuck that. I don't want fucking Yoo-hoo anymore. Mm-hmm. I want Nesquik.
Who drinks Yoo-hoo? It's so weird. I had a coworker to come in, and he would have two Yoo-hoos like every day.
Actually,
was he? I know exactly who drinks Yoo-hoos. People that like music with a lot of horns.
I'm kind of disgusting. I like to get like a big ass fucking like a liter of the chocolate milk from Shamrock Farms.
Yeah,
and just fucking drink that
and pretend you're healthy because that has protein in it.
That's chocolate milk though.
Yeah.
Not Yoo-hoo.
I fuck around with chocolate milk.
But it's like Javen's like, he doesn't like it because it's like thicker and like too sweet for him.
Oh, it's actually real?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
This isn't like pro Yoo-hoo. I like making chocolate milk at home because it has the consistency of milk and not like sludge out of a butt.
Oh.
Like Shamrock, like, you know, the gallon jug, it's like thick. I got to water it down. Mm. I usually water it down with milk.
That's why I like it.
It's disgusting. It's because you, I mean, like, have you ever eaten your own cum?
Yes.
Yeah, did you?
No.
You felt bad about all the busts you were busting and putting in people's mouths?
Like, I was like, I have to recycle my children.
I have to. Okay, all right. That's what they're dealing with.
Oh, that's what women have to deal with.
Ew.
Fuck.
Ew.
Yeah.
Maybe I should eat more fruits.
Maybe I should eat more of my cum.
Yeah, do you think less men would be coming in bitches' mouths if they were forced to eat their own cum at least once in their life?
Yeah, like when you hit masturbating age, they like force you, like state sanctioned forcing you to eat your own cum, like a shot glass full of your own jizz.
Well, like, well, it's like a permit you get to this be is legally
women,
allowed to
this
come.
This is what women want, dude. They want men in cages, and they want feminism to be the top dog, and they want to force men to eat a shot of, like, their own cum to know what they had to go through for fucking a millennia.
Right. But women, okay.
This is what the fucking, the bitch who shot fucking, who's the guy who fucking designed the fucking soup can labels ass?
Campbell?
No.
Chunks. This is going to be great. Chunkies. It's going somewhere.
Chunkies.
Chunkies. Chunkies.
Campbell. Chunkies.
No, you guys are fucking me up.
What's the meatball guy?
Meatball guy?
Yeah.
Tony Soprano?
No. The fucking SpaghettiOs, motherfucker.
Fuck. What is his name?
It is.
Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol. We've already moved on. It's okay. I'll kill myself.
No, trust me. I got something here. Okay, so men, to be legally allowed to come in a woman's mouth and have her swallow, they have to go to the MVD, the male vaginal discovery zone. And what they do is they have like a cold operating table that you lay on your back and you rock your legs forwards, your dick's above you, and you jack off in your own mouth. Ooh. And once they see you swallow, like mental institution patients and their risperidone, they're like, okay, great. Boom. Here's your permit. You can come in any woman's mouth.
Damn.
And they're like, wow, I can't believe my dad pushed me to do this. I'm gay. I'm not going to be fucking.
Would they like put a battle pass?
Yeah. There's like a battle pass system where you're like, okay, you keep coming back and repeats, and we'll give you women to do this.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, the male vaginal discovery.
They give you free skins. They give you free skins. And I mean that, and like they feed you women.
Buffalo Bill style.
Yeah.
Lotion on the skin of your penis.
But
before it gets the hose again.
Every dude's tasted their own cum.
No.
Yeah.
I've never done that in my life.
No, never.
I treat it as a waste product.
How did you? You never got curious?
No,
never once.
I literally treat it the same way I treat it. I treat shit.
Has a woman?
I just flush it down the toilet and I don't think about it.
Has a woman ever kissed you right after oral sex?
No,
no,
no.
You stay away.
No. Really?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Really, never.
Have you ever? Have you smelled it?
No.
There's no.
You've never
no,
smelled
lie.
Your cum.
Lie.
No.
Lie.
What does it
lie.
Smell like?
I don't know because I've never smelled
it. You're such
you know exactly
a fucking
what it
I know people
like.
Say it smells like bleach.
Oh no, he's lying.
I've heard the bleach
he,
thing.
He fucking he bleachy? Keeps it. You got a cum jar somewhere.
Absolutely, dude.
He keeps it.
He keeps that cum. Shit. He uses it. He repurposes it as like gun lube.
No, I use it as a hair gel. Actually, I try to do the vertical thing like that.
Yeah.
Of the guy,
dude,
the
that
one
could
hair
work.
You have left. It could
that,
work.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. There was a kid in the school that we would bully and say that he did that. There was a kid that we would fucking bully because he did gel his hair like in a weird way, like in like a I don't know how to explain it. He like did like the fucking Richie Rich like part, but it was like a weird like fucking
God.
And we were like,
bro. His hair looked like a mustache.
It was weird. He looked like a Muppet. I don't know how to explain it. But we were just like, dude, we were all fucking like picking on him one day. And we were like, yeah, he definitely fucking jacks off and uses his cum as like hair gel. Like we told that to him.
Dude, that's amazing. Fuck. Wow. And he took that in stride and started doing it. And it made his hair look better.
Yeah, actually, I think so.
And then he grew up to be a guitarist at some shitty church.
No, he was like, he wasn't like autistic, but he was like one of those like weird, like shorts, white socks, and then like the gray Skechers kind of kid.
which is literally Drip now.
Wait, like the CEO of X-Star of high school.
Yeah. He literally dressed like, he had like the New Balance fucking like shoes or the Skechers, like. Look.
The J-Man dad look.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking great.
But he was wearing shorts all the time instead of like pants.
Right.
And he always had the socks like super high up. Literally looked like SpongeBob. Oh, like the semi-autistic SpongeBob look.
You know what SpongeBob's brother?
Gary.
Gary.
No, Gary.
Cousin, fucking.
His cousin Gary.
His cousin. Is it Gary?
Yeah, it's Gary.
But his pet's Gary. It's not Gary.
No, it is.
They really.
I think they doubled down.
SpongeBob named his pet after his cousin.
That's weird, dude.
Cousin Gary. No. Wait, it's his cousin. You can't name. What are you talking about?
His snail. His pet snail is Gary.
His name's the snail's Gary.
Cousin Gary. Yeah, it's Gary.
Cousin Gary. Sure.
Look it up.
Okay, when I get a cat, when I get a stupid worthless animal, we to need walk a Jamie. House, I'm gonna name it your name.
Where's a Jamie?
Where's a Jamie?
We need a Jamie. Jamie,
what's you actually?
You came in. You barged Javen, in. Can you pull up gay porn? On the big screen. We need a screen.
Where's the screen?
We don't have the screen.
Cousin Larry.
Larry. Okay.
That's what it is.
All right. Damn. The power
Larry.
Of memory. The power of human memory.
Oh.
Remembering every time I tasted my own cum.
Tasted my own cum.
Cum eater radio.
Cum radio.
Oh, shit. Speaking of radio, there's this one fucking guy.
What?
On the radio. You were telling me about it. I've never heard
attorney?
His yes.
I am now an attorney. If I sound like an attorney, then you can fuck my ass.
if I sound like an attorney, it's because I am not an attorney.
I don't even like attorneys.
This is like 5 a.m. radio.
Yeah.
And then he'll end it with like, okay, now come to me with legal advice.
If you come to me, you'll say.
If you come to me, brother, I'll give you legal advice. And I'll also come in your mouth.
Honestly, great ad. It got me sucked in.
It got you sucked in.
And sucked off.
Sucked in and sucked off. Just the balls to do that on a broadcast. I am not an attorney. Who's coming to you for legal advice?
Listen, I am not an attorney, but I will suck you off and suck you
that's
in.
That's something fucking Lubo should say. Because I keep coming to him.
That's something I'm going to start saying.
I am not an attorney.
I am not an attorney, but I will give you legal advice, and
actually,
it'll be funny.
You know,
it'll
be funny. Way. If you're getting kind of bored with a conversation
it'll
with someone, you know, like trauma dumping, they trauma dump on you. Whenever you do that, just be look at them after, since you're listening to them, be like, I am not an attorney. I cannot help you with this. I'm legally not required to help.
No, whenever somebody starts trauma dumping, I turn and look to them and I go, listen, I'm on the spectrum and I'm fully loaded. I will kill you.
Yeah, right. That is the inappropriate response.
Listen, I'm on the spectrum and I'm fully loaded. The only thing that goes through my mind is trains. I don't give a shit about your fucking problems.
Yeah.
Your mother deserved to die.
Listen, bitch. The only thing that I give a shit about is choo-choo trains chugging along. I want to see what happens to Thomas the Tank Engine at the end of the week. So you better shut the fuck up or I'll blow your fucking head off, you dumb bitch.
And scene cut.
Scene. Exit scene left, please.
Oh, this drama's making my gut hard.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's like, by the way, my dick is fully erect and I'm ready for you to suck it.
I like how you're assuming that all trauma dumpers are women, which I
they usually
like.
Are.
Fucking facts.
They usually are.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had dudes come to me with their shit, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Well, dude, it was funny. Fucking Reese the other day. Shout out, Reese. He was, like, telling us about fucking how, like, he had some dude, like, try to do that to him at work the other day.
Oh, boy.
And he was just like, the guy was like, do you want to hear about my life? And he just went, no, not actually, and just walked away.
That's pretty good. Well, you missed fucking the good context of it. He was crying at the bar.
Yeah, like 20 minutes. The guy was crying at the bar.
Yeah,
like 20 minutes.
He's like, "You want to hear about my day?" And then he's just so like, sad. "No, I have a break coming up."
No, I don't give a shit. I have shit to do.
I can help you with your day.
Sorry. And the guy just sat there and continued drinking for like the rest of his time.
That's great. It's great.
How do people think that they want to hear that? Nobody wants to hear it.
They're self-important fucking loser people.
It's okay. I don't
know. It's almost like having a podcast or something.
We never air out. I've never talked. I've never complained on this podcast about anything.
Oh, never?
Objection. Never. Never.
Objection. Here's the receipts, and Johnny pulls out a giant fucking like Elder Scroll.
That's literally what the show
literally
is.
Literally Elder Scrolls.
Just getting mad at shit.
Yeah. It's just me being like, yeah, I got broken up with again. Anyways,
Yeah, well, we had the unemployment power hours for fun.
Yeah, the 2-hour unemployment power hour.
Is that what you named it?
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God you take my advice sometimes. It's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, you do have some creative fucking, you know, leeway here.
I do, which is nice.
You do.
I started the show.
No, you did not start the show.
And I'm, no,
oh, you started the show?
Yeah, dude, it was my idea.
No, it was not your idea.
I knew it. I knew it was your idea.
Keegan's idea for your idea for the podcast was the God Help Me, Kill Me Now show. And I'm like, how about Completely Compromised in honor of our best friends? And you said yes.
No,
it was a collaborative.
It was, we both were just like drinking very heavily.
I'm a bandwagoner, and you're like, what about like Completely Compromised? I'm like, that's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. Literally everyone bandwagoned on my idea for Freeloader magazine last night too.
Yes. Yes. They're excited that instead of coming to them with like the Shooter's Manifesto, that you came to them with like a nice idea.
A funny like magazine idea.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my God, yes, do it.
Oh my God, do it. I'm so tired of hearing about I'm
for
so,
my life.
I'm so tired of hearing about the IRA. You watched one documentary on the IRA, and I can't won't IRA. Shut the fuck up.
The fucking IRA, dude. Jesus.
Up the fucking IRA.
Cheese and Ross.
Fuck, V.
Jesus.
I'm gay.
God, V. Never seen abs like yours.
Oh, V.
I love cyber fucking punk. I love That'd fucking cyberpunk.
Well, if you could fuck Johnny.
That's the one of the most popular mods.
What?
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
It was awesome because Keanu Reeves for The Matrix 4 was in an interview with the chick in that movie, Matrix 4. Mm. And then they were like, okay, so in the game that you recently starred in, you know that the most popular mod is one that lets them have like a romance with you, and you can have, and like, what do you think about that? And he's like, gotta be honest, it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's
then,
beautiful.
Then they asked her, they're like, what would you think if that was it? She's like, no, not at all. And he's like, but it's tight as shit.
It's beautiful.
They all want to suck me
up. They want to have sex with me.
I get it.
I'm a sexy man, Keanu Reeves, who wouldn't?
If I could pound ass in the virtual world, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Now, Master Chief.
If I could go back to the Matrix and fuck Mr. Smith, I would.
Master Chief, how do I take off your armor? But Cortana has my heart.
Cortana.
But I have your balls. Get over here, you
Cortana.
Big hunk of shit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. It's me, Master Queef.
I'm Master Queef.
I am the master of my own universe. I haven't put out a good game since 2007.
It's me, Keanu Reeves from Johnny Mnemonic. For whatever reason, there's a cyborg dolphin. Yes, he's solving the net. Wow. Yes.
Dude, you gotta stop stealing bits from Family Guy. This is getting crazy.
I know what you're saying to me. I can speak to you through the net.
In a previous life, I did a bunch of acid and fucked a dolphin and pretended I did it academically.
And yeah. There's Chinese guys chasing me, and there's a dolphin that's a cyborg.
Is
above
that
the
Johnny Mnemonic?
Yeah.
Was that a Christopher Nolan film?
I don't remember.
No, that was Memento. Never mind. Sorry.
Have you seen that fucking movie, though? It has like Ice Cube in it.
But I have listened to Joe Rogan, and he talks about cyber
dolphins. It has Ice Tea, not Ice Cube. The fuck am I talking about? I'm retarded. I should fucking kill myself.
The Kill Yourself Podcast.
It's Jover.
It's Jover. What about Johnny Mnemonic? Or is that it?
I mean, like, Johnny Mnemonic's kind of like a fucking... It's like a I think, I don't know if he did it before or after The Matrix. I think it was before The Matrix.
Oh, it is Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, it is like a weird like cyberpunk movie. That's where they got the idea for the monowire for the game.
Oh.
Because there's literally like a fucking
that
old...
That movie looked like shit.
Yeah, there's like an old guy like an old Asian guy who's got the fucking nail, and it just like he pulls it out and it's the fucking laser wire, and he just cuts like three dudes in half.
That was pretty cool though. It was a cool scene.
But yeah, no, they're like literally the way that they stopped the fucking like net or whatever the fuck they were doing, like they used like a cybernetic dolphin that was like trained by the military to fucking like operate satellites or something.
My eyes are glazing over, but that does sound awesome.
It's a fucking retarded movie. It's so goofy.
Remember that movie where Keanu Reeves like has two hot chicks come over and they're like, "We want to suck your dick." He's like, "Yeah, I think I'm married." Remember that? And then they suck his cock anyway. When I watched that scene of them having sex with him, I was like, "He wrote this script." There's no way a director was like, "Oh, he's perfect for this role." He was like, "I want to just make a movie where chicks want to fuck me." And they do.
Yes.
There's no way that, you know, he had to have written it.
I want my dick sucked by two women.
Imagine if he's like...
That's the movie.
I've been married to my wife for 20 years. And then all of his movies of the past 20 years have been just him fucking bitches in movies. And that's his way of being secretly an infidel. What do you think about infidelity, Johnny?
I don't know what that means.
Like cheating on your wife. Oh. For something way worse, but...
Oh, that...
Yeah, it's like being a cyberpunk fan and being like, oh, I'm going to watch Lotus. Cheating on it with something way worse.
I think dudes can cheat, girls can't. Okay,
yeah, I get it.
I think anybody can cheat. It just depends on how good are you at the game.
Right. Well, everyone knows that once you get a girlfriend, and then every woman wants to fuck you. It's actually very easy to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
I think the move is to get like a... just a girl you hate to kind of be your girlfriend and then just constantly fuck other people and be stealthy about it.
I think that might be... Is that going to be your move?
I think so.
That's pretty psychotic. That's pretty crazy, man.
I think my move is to just like...
add chaos to the world.
Just pretend I'm afraid of women.
Mm. Pretend?
Yeah, just pretend be like, yeah, just,
no, I'm not afraid of women. Just walk around and be like, just like every time I see a woman, just like intentionally piss my pants.
Like I did in Flagstaff.
Yes.
Did you?
I told you the story before.
No, you haven't. Your pants?
Yeah, I was just hanging out with you and the family, and then I went to a gas station, and it was closed. I couldn't take a piss. I was like, okay, fuck it. I'm just going to hold it to the next one, but I need to get gas. I'm out of gas. And I was filling up. I was like, holy shit, I'm out of options. There's nowhere to piss. Oh, so I was just like, fuck. I can't whip my dick out here because there's like, you know, might be people around or whatever.
I just pissed
my pants. Wow. And literally, like, I didn't notice this before, but there was a like hot ass woman pumping her gas that literally watched me piss my pants.
That rules.
And just looked at me like in disgust.
That rules.
And I was just like, yeah, this is the Toyota Corolla life.
Did you get inside and just like...
I was chill. I'm like, whatever, I pissed my pants. Like, oh, sometimes damn. You gotta do what
you're gotta like, do. Listen, bitch. Dude, when you gotta go.
No, you wanna... I'm gonna tell this fucking story. It's funny. My drummer friend, who's like in like a pretty decently sized band, he like called me the other night. And he was telling me about like how like he... Because like he was on stage for like a long time and he had to piss.
Oh.
And so he fucking like... He was like, dude, I can't, like, get up from the set right now. I'm in front of, like, 2,000 people.
Sure. I love that humble brag, by the way.
So he just, like, fucking pissed his pants, like, sitting at the drum set.
If anyone can piss their pants.
He said he had, like, piss stains, like, from the front to the back all the way around, dude, like, 360.
That's rough.
No one noticed.
Really?
Nobody noticed.
Wow, respect. I mean, I'm fucking piss in public. It's the last right we have.
How do you do that? How do you fucking piss in front of 2,000 people and get away with it? That feels like a war crime somehow.
No, like a but social it crime. Be. It shouldn't be, because we're trying to get erections back in
public. No, it shouldn't be, but it's like, dude, how did you manage to like not have anybody see the piss on your like front and back of your pants.
What's funny though is like if you have to fucking force a piss out, you know there's a lot of backlog. It's gonna be a big ass like 42-ounce big gulp piss. And he's just gonna unload. And once I see that like yellow shit like spread from my foot, I'm like, fuck.
It must have not been a lot of piss though. It must have just been like a little piss. And it was like just enough to like, just enough. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to like call him.
Little piss, piss, pee, pee boy.
Just call him right now and be like, hey, we're talking about your piss story. We're talking about your piss story behind the drum set. You want to weigh in?
So did you drive back with the wet piss? Yeah. For like 2.5 hours, just wet underwear.
Yeah.
Dude, when you took a shower, did it fucking smell?
No.
No?
No. You know what smelled worse is, I was in a Chick-fil-A drive-thru, and before I hit, like, I just ordered, and I was blocked in by people. I had the fucking, I've told this story on here before, but I had, like, a 42-ounce fucking thing. I was like, okay, cool. I guess I'll piss in this, because I need to fucking blow up right now. Like, my balls are going to fall off if I don't pee. So I pissed and filled this thing up to the brim. I was like, I was like, holy shit. And then I put the lid on, and then literally, like, set it in my cup holder. And I was like, okay, great. Here's my card. Can I get my drink? Perfect.
God damn.
And fucking right when I got home, I was like, okay, cool. Went driving the next day. I was like, oh, whatever. I'll throw it away. I'll throw it away later. I like hit the brakes too hard, and that shit fucking whoa, dumped 42 ounces of urine in my fucking car.
Wasn't that the Corolla?
Yes, it was my Corolla.
You never told me that story.
Oh, yeah. So it was drenched, and then I was so fucking fat and depressed. I'm like, dude, I don't want to clean this. So I just like rolled down the windows, and then like, oh, I didn't even roll down the windows. I just went back inside. Didn't drive for a couple days and came back, and it smelled like a dead fucking body.
God
had
damn.
Died in there. And I had to go to PetSmart.
Dude, Johnny. He's dying, dude.
I had to go to PetSmart.
He can't breathe.
To get, like, pee stain
like
remover.
Like, dog piss stain remover.
And then literally the customer service chick, she was like, oh, they can be kind of rugrats, huh? Piss and everything. I'm like, yeah. No, dogs are so annoying when they piss all over my carpet.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and I
didn't remember that part of the story of like walking into the fucking pet supply store and just be like, "Yeah, dogs, they really do piss on
everything."
Yeah, I'm
like, "Hey, I'm looking for like animal level piss cleaner. Can you help me?
I need it
because this shit's rotten."
When was this? In Phoenix?
In Phoenix.
No,
yeah.
Shit, the Phoenix heat.
Yeah, the Phoenix heat, dude. Cook that shit. Dude,
boiled
it. Never ever let urine. I mean, urine seems innocuous. You can drink it. It's nice to get pissed on when you have a boner. Cool shit. Don't let it sit. Because if you do, it will smell like the other end of.
No, yeah, it like starts turning into a solid.
No, it's like rot. It's
like no, it, like the water content evaporates and then it just starts turning into like a solid.
Like liver bile. It's like it's dark shit.
Dude, no, there was one time I pissed in my I think this is when I went to like Salt Lake City by myself. I fucking like took a like got off of work pissed and then like or and then like fucking forgot to flush or whatever. And I fucking like leave for a week. I come back.
Oh shit.
There was like a thick like film like on top of like my piss in the toilet. It was like
good Lord. You have forgotten.
It like stunk up the fucking apartment.
Oh God, dude. Mm. That's fucked up. No, piss is dirty shit. Mm. I mean, you know, again, you can drink it. It can be nice, actually, but it's not good.
Sexually, it can be nice.
Sexually, it can be hot if you're just pissing in some chick's face, but, you know.
So, like, it was 44 ounces?
It was literally a big gulp.
It was
God
a mega
damn.
Gulp.
It was a fucking AMPM big gulp that I had in that bitch. Like the
you
plastic
filled the bowl?
No, like it overfilled a little and I spilled a little on my fucking seat. And I'm like, oh my God, I thought I had to pinch my dick off.
God damn.
What?
Yeah, no, it was a stealth. It was in a like Metal Gear Solid level stealth operation to get that done before.
You
I
know,
had
there
to
was
pay.
There was one time, speaking of piss stories, there was one time I was like in a hotel with like my family or whatever. And I think like one of my siblings was in the fucking like bathroom like and I like had to piss so bad. So I just like I fucking like took one of the like little shitty hotel cups and I thought I was going to be able to like be like okay whatever I can fill this up in the corner like of the room and fucking then dump it out in the sink or whatever after I fucking finish.
Right.
And fucking so like they're in the bathroom and I'm fucking pissing in this cup and I almost overfilled it like I got like a little piss like on the fucking like in the trash can. Like
definitely
was,
not the worst thing that's been in there.
Yeah, but like I fucking like sat it on like there was like piss like you know when you leave a ring of water like there was a yeah. piss ring like on the corner of
Get
the
Get this boy
a
coaster. He needs a car. I don't want piss on my wood.
Like, I was like 14. I did this when I was 14 or something. And then like they finally get out of the bathroom and like sick and I have this hot glass of piss and I just dump it in the fucking hotel sink.
Ugh.
And then I had to piss again because I didn't get to finish. I ran out of room in the cup. I would have been so glad to have a fucking mega gulp in that room.
That would have been awesome.
I could have just Definitely. Left it in the hallway.
Fucking. Yeah, just leave it for fucking the cleaner to yeah. come by and be like, what the fuck happened?
You never told me that story.
That's shocking. I believe I have.
No, that was the first time. Damn. That is an amazing story.
Dude, literally life used to, it was like funnier in Phoenix. I don't know why. I was like spiraling and it was hilarious. Well, every step of failure was so funny.
Dude, yeah.
Because you're doing stupid shit.
All the time.
That's fucking awesome. 44 ounces in your car.
I mean, fuck. I don't have shit now. Dude. I don't know what happened.
You just got to make your life interesting.
You want to know why? Because you're doing the same thing every day.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just fucking completely I used to just be completely unhinged and on 14 different medications. And I was like, fuck my life. I'm going to die.
I don't care. I'm going to piss in this cup and leave it in my car for a week.
Yeah, but like now I'm like basically sober and I'm like, I don't know, man. Well, I'll just wait for the exit. Fuck, I'll piss there.
Don't pee for like 8 hours and then go in a drive-thru. See what happens.
To create a funny story.
Yeah, create a fun story.
Yeah,
or take laxatives and like.
Oh, that was another. You know what? Speaking of laxatives, I got a good one on that. I went over to that white supremacist house, and he had fucking like two hot chicks over. It was like, yo, fucking come over, we'll hang out. I was like, perfect. I just took a laxative because I've been constipated for like 3 days.
Shit.
And I was like, whatever. It says it's gonna kick in 4 hours. I'll be gone long before that.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there like hanging out with these two hot chicks, and I fucking ripped a mega one and just. Bah! I was like. And they just looked at me in horror. I was like, guys, I gotta fucking go. I gotta go so bad. I gotta fucking lax. Like, it was the most unhot thing that I could think of.
I gotta go.
Because I was like, I'm not gonna fucking rip a big one in this bathroom that everyone has to share with two hot chicks in the on the coffee table.
Yeah.
So, dude, I had to fucking, like, I guess I didn't know where the 24-hour gas stations were. I couldn't rip a shit there. But I had to, like, clench my sphincter like the fucking Panama Canal and hit it up.
That's fucking awesome.
And just fuck that bathroom up.
Shit.
Yeah.
And not really that funny of a story, but two hot chicks, you know, and laxatives. I mean,
laxative shit?
Give it an Emmy. Fuck.
I don't think I've ever really taken like laxatives.
You've got like a big ass.
The butt pills are like.
The butt pills.
Oh, yeah.
Those are awesome.
Suppositories.
They're great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never liked something in my ass so much. Than one of those.
Yeah, I had to use those when fucking like I was eating a shit ton of Domino's and like treating my body like garbage and drinking all the time. I got the Domino's sucked up all the moisture in my gut.
Yeah.
So like I had to like use those to take a shit.
Dude, fucking speaking of this shit, you had a good one the other day. You were like just shitting water for like 6 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Pure fucking water.
Just complete water.
And then eventually,
last Saturday,
I'm like, fuck, dude, I need to like go and get like pills to like solidify this shit. I'm like, no. Fuck the pills. Let's go to Panda Express.
Panda Express.
He ate the Panda Express, was shitting solid.
Damn, fixed him right
Literally
up.
Literally, he gave himself constipation to help, you know, stop shitting water.
Dude, what the fuck were you eating?
It was interesting. It wasn't like painful shits. It was literally just straight water. And it was like 6 hours. I woke up at 6 a.m. I'm like, I need to go.
What the
and
fuck
then
6
a.m. to 12 p.m. I was just every 30 minutes just pooping water.
Mm. You know, it feels kind of gay to poop water.
It was.
Because it's like you're peeing sitting down.
But it was also just like I was playing Fall 4.
I just hate it because it's like it's messy.
Well.
You got to wipe your ass like.
Kind
you
of.
Know. You like dry your ass off.
It was kind of just like, yeah, right. But I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, every 30 minutes, I was like, oh, time
was
to
like cleaning
take off the headphones.
Take just off the headphones. You had a schedule.
And then just pad the butt. And I'm like, oh, I'm good. And we're good.
It was literally like, because I had my headphones off. It was like a waterfall every fucking hour. Like, oh, okay, I guess
crazy.
I'm going to go
yeah.
have my waterfall session.
That's fucking
I did.
Crazy.
I was like, Jamin, I'm shitting water.
Were you drinking like beer that night or what? Cause fucking like I know like if I drink beer, Like, I will get the fucking the water shits oh, yeah? like that. Yeah.
Dude, one
for
of the
memes.
One of the funniest things you've ever said. I'm not gonna drink one of the shit. Funniest things that you've ever said. While, the funny, I think the funniest thing you've said while living here, potentially, is like someone asked you what the deal was with your horrible constipation because you were talking about it.
No.
Like, I think you have like a hydration problem. And then you looked him dead in the eye, like, nah, dude. I'm gonna fucking cheese it.
Yeah, because you ate like four boxes of Cheez-Its in one day.
Yes. It's like a box a day in your fucking car. And just.
And then you were like, you were constipated.
Dude, it was awesome.
And then you were fucking shitting like just
nuggets.
Like, nuggets. No, you were shitting like. You were shitting like fucking crazy when you had the Triscuit problem.
Oh, dude,
oh my gosh, I was pooping so much. It was awesome. I would have a box of Triscuits. No, two boxes of Triscuits a day.
Damn.
That's like
fucking crazy.
That's like 1,200 calories alone.
The fiber content is insane.
Dude, it was awesome. And I would drink a shit ton of water, and just my shits would be like, I would take a shit before work and after work, and they were just massive.
Yeah, it was like, you ever see those videos? You ever see those videos of like the plastic like rolls of things that they put in a pipe to like get this?
That was literally it. I never, dude, it was like the most like fantastic shit to your life, where like you wiped and it was a ghost wipe. You're like, whoa.
Because it's all stuck together.
Yes. It was amazing.
Wow, that's beautiful. You should get back on the Triscuit diet.
I know. But it was expensive. It was like $4 a box.
Well, yeah, it's expensive to shit good.
Dude, just get gorilla food. Just eat gorilla food.
Eat zoo pellets.
Yeah, you can buy that shit.
Or get like, yeah. You can get like a bag of those rabbit pellets.
Oh. Yeah, dude, just fucking eat those.
Dude, I cracked my neck. I felt that in my forearm.
I'm me, Rob, and I'm gay. I don't think it's me. I'm Dave, and I'm gay. I don't like women. I hate women. I like men. I want to have sex with men. Mm-hmm.
Beans.
Close it right now.
Okay.
You're not gonna top that.
Fuck.
Top that, I fucking dare you.